Blog Talk Radio.
September 11th, Benghazi, Libya. Terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda kill four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is briefed at 2 a.m. by the ambassador's deputy that it was, in fact, terrorism.
I briefed her on developments.
Yet 2 days later, Secretary Clinton and others blamed protesters and...
an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
An offensive video.
Deputy Hicks was shocked.
I was stunned. My jaw dropped. I was embarrassed.
But when Hicks dared to question why Secretary Clinton and others were contradicting the facts he told her, Clinton's chief of staff ordered him not to talk to Congress.
There was a concerted effort to shut him up. He was demoted. He was chewed out. And he essentially says he now has a job with no real responsibilities.
A 22-year diplomatic veteran, intimidated for daring to blow the whistle, all under Hillary Clinton's watch. How could this happen? Why did she blame a video? And was she part of a cover-up?
Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
The difference is a cover-up and four American lives that deserve the truth.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Until now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
Back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, you know it as well as I do. Long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea, supposed to make shift colors. All right, I want to apologize for what happened yesterday. I don't know what the hell happened yesterday, so there's nothing I can do about it. Sometimes in life, things beyond any human being's control. Things happen. There's nothing you can do about it, but, you know, lift your jib and keep sailing on. Well, that's what we're doing. So we're going to make up some stuff that we didn't get to yesterday, and we're going to cover some new stuff today. And you know as well as I do that I never shut the hell up half the time, so if we can get through half of this crap today, we're going to be lucky. But we're going to start with Susan Rice, which is at it again. I mean, what? First of all, I don't even know why I watched those. Well, I didn't watch very many of them. I kind of had them on those stupid Sunday morning puke shows. Good God almighty. I was doing everything I could to wait for the car race. I'm still pissed. I waited. The last time I checked back, waited all day long for the Daytona 500. And I knew Junior was going to win. I just had that feeling. The race starts, I think they get like 30 laps in, 33 laps in. Rain's coming, and I was like, oh, this happened like a couple of years ago. They didn't, you know, we didn't get it over until it was well over midnight. I stayed up, too. But that night, Sunday, you know, it was like 7:30, and it was still raining, and they still had, you know, trucks and stuff, and it was just, it was a mess. And I'm thinking, they're not going to do this race tonight. I said, well, you know, whatever. And I was watching other stuff, and I didn't check back. Fell asleep. woke up in the, you know, the morning to, you know, got online and figured, you know, let's find out when, you know, what time the race is going to be on today. Ended up Junior won, and I'm like, oh, my God, and I missed it. I mean, Junior's my guy. He's the only guy that I really root for. I mean, I love auto racing, and I like all the guys. Even the Busch brothers, I like them. You know, I like, you know, even Kozlowski. I just like them all. I just love watching the competition. I love watching the racing. But I always root for Junior to win. But, I mean, Jimmy Johnson wins, somebody wins, and they have a good race, and they win. Hey, man, tip your hat, and, you know, congratulations, and, you know, you got to applaud. It was a good race. Okay, great. I can appreciate it. But I still root for Junior. Once Junior's out, then the race to me is over. But I finally get a chance to win, and I missed it. I'm pissed. But I did predict that he was going to win the race. I just knew it. I just had that feeling. And I've also got a really, really good feeling that this is his year where he wins the Sprint Cup Championship. He better. And one time, he needs one. In his career, he needs one. He needs a whole bunch of them. He's got a lot of work to do to catch up. I mean, I think his dad had, what, seven? Richard Petty had, like, seven or something, whatever. But, I mean, Jimmy Johnson, he's got, like, 5,000. He's got six, so... Anyway, let's get back to stop with the digressing already. But anyway, what happened yesterday, I don't know. Nothing I can do about it. Congratulations, Junior. Good for you. He's going to have a great season. He's got to win this cup this year. This is his year. Get out the book. Get out your pen and write this in here. Put this in the book. So anyway, on to Susan Rice. Good God almighty. I mean, did this woman not learn her friggin' lesson? Why is she even speaking now anyway? I mean, my God, and then, you know, the interview, it was a Sunday shows, and I'm like, I haven't watched them in a long time, and I said, well, I don't even know why I even turned the stupid things on. I can't watch Chris Wallace anymore. I just can't. David Gregory irritates me. And then the Martha, whatever, Raddatz or whatever, she's just, oh, God. Really wasn't paying too much attention to that one. I just waited, and I wanted to see what Meet the Press was on, and I just was killing time waiting for the car race. And then David Gregory was on. I switched it, I think it comes on in New York here, 10:30, so I switched it. Susan Rice is on. I think it's just, I mean, first of all, it just seemed like the... questions were already pre-given to her. She just had the answers. And if you watch back those talking points that she gave, you can see, excuse me, you can see her eyes rolling back, and she's thinking, okay, what was the talking points? And she's like reading in her head these freaking talking points that she memorized probably maybe an hour before she went on. I don't know. But she was memorizing these talking points, which what the hell is the point if you're just going to give talking points? These are the points, the only points that we are allowed to give. Well, first of all, I knew it was a terrorist attack the very moment I heard it on the radio. And I heard it early on, far before they put it on television. They didn't put it on television. I went up and told my landlady. She didn't believe me. I said, yeah. I said, it's been on the news all, you know. She's like, well, I didn't hear anything about it. I said, well, you know, I was thinking to myself, you're probably not going to hear it on television. Not this irresponsible media. They're not going to report that. It makes the president look bad. All right, it looks like we got somebody on the line. Maybe they can get me to shut up. I'm trying to get to Susan Rice here, so. Okay, you are now on the line. Hello, welcome on board.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm a first-time listener. I also have a show coming up on this Thursday evening. Some of the same subject matter at some rate are certainly related. In terms of how the United States, quote-unquote, Justice Department treated Nicola Bocelli Nicola, the Egyptian-born Coptic Christian filmmaker residing here that got arrested for using an alias and denying involvement in a film that in an unrelated film, right? So the president addressed the United Nations on September 11th, I believe, of 2012. And we're going to talk about that on Thursday night. But I'm so glad that you're talking about this today. And I'm going to continue to listen. But I'm just so tired of, the left is just the most interesting beast of the field. They really are. Like, they don't care. You know, like, if a modern Islamophobe is someone that immediately runs to the side via his blogging, the side of SD and the MJR versus SD case in New Jersey, then sign me up. If I'm a sexist, male chauvinist pig for running to the side of a Muslim woman that was seeking American justice in an American court, then sign me up. If I'm a bigot for standing up for Darian Albert immediately in 2009 after the president moved into his brand new humble digs, sign me up. You know, I'm so hoping that we can find someone like I don't know a whole lot about Mia Love in Utah, but if we could run like a Mia Love,
you're talking to Congresswoman. I know who you're
exactly.
Talking.
Yes, sir. Yep. If we could run like a Mia Love, Paul Ryan ticket, and then just sit back and watch the left, collectively speaking, rear its ugly head in terms of who the true bigots are and who the true male chauvinist pigs are and who the true
well, the biggest problem is when you
haters of freedom of religion are.
Of course, you're a hater. Now, you know, I've been overseas. I've been over to a lot of Arab countries when I was in the Navy, and I met a lot of Muslim people over there. And I tried learning a little bit of their culture wherever I went. I went all over Asia. I went all over the world. And I loved it. I tried learning a little bit of everywhere I went. And, I got to say, I was treated very well wherever I went.
Sure.
We knew that there are differences. The problem is you can't defend yourself, even though there is no evidence whatsoever, just because I'm white. And then when they find out that I'm German, they have no idea that my family had nothing to do with any of that stuff, and they came over and, you know.
Thank you.
But just because you are a certain, shade, I guess you might say, automatically you're put into group. And on my program, I don't believe in groups. I don't believe in parties. Parties are for corruption purposes only. And groups, I'm sick and tired of all these politicians. Well, I got to go speak to the gay group and the transcontinental.
No, amen. They all have a special interest group.
And the Jewish group and the Jews for Jesus' groups and this group. How about the American group? When are people going to start campaigning to the American group when there's only one race, one group that we have in this country, and that is the American group? I'm sick and tired of everybody trying to talk about they want to have all – everybody want to be segregated but or integrated. But everybody's segregated. Everybody's got to be in a victim group.
You know,
and if you're not
I want to –
victim status, then you don't have any support. You never win anything. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. I'm also a screenwriter, and I wrote a movie, God Forbid, about Jesus. And
I'm a writer
and I
myself.
Set up a – oh, there you go. I ended up setting up a website to raise money for the film, and it was torn down – by a Muslim or Muslims, and there's proof of it. If you go to my website, thetoddutzig.weebly.com, I put a link that'll open up in a new window that takes you to the site. And I'm in total agreement with you. The president has had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to bring this nation together rather than drive us apart.
Well, that
he
was
could
his
have,
whole plan.
Yeah.
That was the whole
after,
plan.
Yeah, that's right. After the Fordham mass, it does
win,
appear.
You have to demonize. If you have to demonize your opponent to win, you don't deserve to win. You're not winning
Amen.
For the right reasons. And
Amen
our side,
that.
I don't like to really call it our side, but the people that I most associate with, we can win this war, and it is a war, and we can win it simply by telling the truth and showing the evidence. We don't have to make up one goddamn word, nothing, absolutely zero. All we have to do is go out there and tell the truth and show the
truth. That's right.
And we win. But will we? I don't know. John Boehner, I'm done with them all. I'm done with
them.
No,
you're right.
Them all. Every damn one of them. Trey Gowdy.
No, you're right. On my website, I actually talked about Mitt Romney. And, you know, it's obvious after three presidential debates last year, I watched all three rather closely and scrutinized each one big time, for lack of a better phrase. And Mitt Romney was the gentleman, the nice businessman in the room. And the thing is we don't need nice right now. I think the Tea Party and godly Republicans or even Republicans that just care, we need to, like, we're playing too nice. Way too nice.
That is exactly what I've been preaching about on here enough. Look, if we want to talk about all this civil conversation, if our forefathers would have thought that way, we'd still be sending goddamn olive branches to the king and bowing to the queen right now. But are we?
Yep.
No. Eventually, at some point, I'm not calling for war. What I'm calling for is not to go to war. But if they keep pushing, and you can only push people so far and for so long, and when they rise up, and they will, that's when things get ugly. And things
No, you're right. It is
right
time
now.
To stand up. It's high time we stand up.
No more
we
being
have...
nice. No more John Boehner wanting to be friends and go golfing with the – no more golf outings. No more hearings. No more of this. I want action. I don't want any more comments. No more tweets. These stupid.
Did you notice, like, in the two debates, the things that bothered me the most? One thing that struck me immediately was when the president started talking about, you know, the Republican Party as being a bloat. You know, he didn't use these words. He talked about being bloated and large cargo planes. But wasn't it what's her name? Oh my goodness, why am I brain farting on names this morning? The Nancy Pelosi, didn't she cry about having to refuel and got a new jet? Like, Mitt could have called him out immediately about Nancy's new jet, you know.
I gotta stop you for just a second here, because the reason why I'm laughing, and you're gonna appreciate this, is because this happened to me one time too. I'm thinking to myself, now how many times have we said Nancy Pelosi in your time? You know, everybody knows who Nancy Pelosi is. Okay, well, I'm talking about it on my show one time, and I completely brain farted, and then I realized, you know what? Just thinking about this woman makes you stupider. And that's
exactly
what you just did right there. And I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking about that, too, and I was laughing at myself. And then here you are, and you were going, why am I brain farting? And I just immediately thought to myself, Nancy Pelosi. And then you said, Nancy Pelosi, and I
just... No, you're right.
Just thinking of this woman makes you stupider. That's how stupid this woman is. And then to
I know.
How can you can't get any stupider than that? And yes, I'm sorry, but if you listen to this woman speak, there is no excuse why you go into that voting booth and you put the hammer down on Nancy Pelosi. That's the problem. They're not the problem. That is the problem right there.
No, absolutely. And then the other thing that bothered me too was amazing portion of the debates came in the vice presidential debate when Paul Ryan said to Joe Biden, he said, no, Joe, it works the same every year, spring, summer, fall, winter, in terms of troop drawdowns and the best time to deal with cockroaches that use mountain passes and the people that are, at any rate, the terrorists. And I thought that was hilarious. But then what bothered me the most, I think, about the whole debate was when the president, in front of cameras and America itself, stated basically in no uncertain terms, told America that he didn't have a contingency fund from which he could have acted proactively. And I'm thinking to myself, he drops the gavel. He's used his gavel infinitely more than any other president. So don't tell me that we couldn't have sent 10 or 20 well-armed men. I was in the Air Force for 5 years and wish I had retired because I loved everything about it. But having said that, it just slays me that the free world isn't thinking. I mean, we can't send 10 or 20 men or 10 women, 10 well-armed women today anywhere in the world yesterday.
Well, the reason why is because
that's a fat lie.
If certain people aren't making enough money, nothing is going to get done. That's all that this is. That's all politics is corruption. And when people go to politics, of course, when they go out that campaign trail, they're telling you, oh, I'm going to fight for that middle class. Why are they always fighting for the middle class? Because the middle class is the first class to take it up the butt. This is
no, you're right.
They're not fighting for anybody but themselves. And when you go into office, you are there to work for them people, not for yourself. Now, if you make yourself a millionaire, okay, that's one thing. But you've got to – at one point, and this is how I've been preaching, I believe the only thing Congress really has to do, first of all, is take out the Constitution, rub all that dust off of it that's, you know, you've been put it on the side here, and read it and follow it letter to letter. Not only does the government have to follow it, but the law enforcement and the citizens. We have to follow it, too, and sometimes we have to put up what people call hate speech. Well, you may hate it. That's fine. You can hate the speech, but you can't stop somebody from saying it because they
that's
do
a good
have
way
to
word
right
it.
To say. You know, and it is true. I do. I don't like a lot of people. I don't like what a lot of people say. But what I do is I turn the frickin' dial because I'm smart enough and mature enough that I don't have to listen to this crap. And if it's outside, look, I just turn around and go another direction. I don't have to sit there and listen and subject myself to it. If it's stupid, I'm going to go to another direction. You know what I mean? But people are not tolerant. We're the
No, you're right. I think, I think when you look at, like, you know, when you look at Benghazi and you look at this poor soul, for lack of a better term, in Nicola Bisselli Nicola, I mean, my God, if he was born, I don't know when he moved here. I actually have done a couple of programs on Blog Talk about the treatment of Nicola Bisselli Nicola. And
I can't pronounce any of those names, man.
I'm going to do another one Thursday night because the guy created a film and it wasn't child pornography. And 2 days after, I'm sorry, 2 weeks, 14, okay, the president's speech is on September, I think, 11th in front of the United Nations. And then 2 days after the 25th, this guy's in custody for creating a film, for God's sake, in the United States of America. And the speech, the president's speech before the United Nations.
Are you talking about the video of... it was about Muhammad that they're using.
Yeah, Innocence of Muslims. Yeah, yeah.
You mean the spoof? The spoof that he made.
Yeah.
Are you talking?
And here's the thing.
Okay.
If my family,
okay.
If I grew up in Egypt,
that was his name. I didn't know who we were talking about. I didn't
know. Right. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know the man's name. It just, to me, it doesn't really matter what his name is. The fact that you would blame somebody who had nothing to do with it and then throw him in jail and use his excuse that, well, he violated his parole. And his parole is, or his, whatever his parole, you couldn't get on the internet? I mean, first of all, that's a stupid sentence to begin with.
Thank you.
It doesn't even make any frickin' sense. And then,
thank you.
Of course, you're going to get on the internet. I mean, you go to the library, you can get on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Somebody
exactly.
else could, on, you could be on there and you could do whatever the hell you want. I mean, what does that even mean? That come on, you can't, I don't buy that as an excuse.
Well, the president's address to the United Nations then, prior to the arrest on September 11th of 2012, becomes nothing more than empty words and promises and you know, when
well,
I look
Benghazi
at the last
over,
two...
Benghazi is over that whole reason why they had Benghazi is over weapons. There was a weapons deal somehow, some way, reason it went bad at one point. We don't really know exactly what it is. We've got
all
a lot
the exact
of
details. Yeah.
We've got 400 surface air missiles that were reported stolen, but we've also got reports that there was a deal already made, and then Ambassador Stevens was over there to try to get the weapons back, and these were going into the hands of the Syrian rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever happened, the deal went south, and the ambassador did not have a very pleasant death. He was brutally murdered. There were a lot of reports, but the media is not
possibly even sodomized by savages.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Raped, sodomized, exactly. And they're not going to report that. But nevertheless, the man needlessly died, and the government is trying to cover up their mistakes, and they're going to take a citizen. And for Hillary Clinton to look that father in the eyes with his son, not even 20 feet away, laying in a casket with a flag draped over it, that we're going to go out there and we're going to get this filmmaker and we're going to prosecute him. For that woman to say that when I knew exactly what was going on, the moment I heard it on the radio, I knew, come on, you attacked the embassy, that's terrorism. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
You don't need any more goddamn reason why they did it. I don't care why they did it.
It's still an attack on a U.S. consulate. Yep.
That's terrorism.
What do you think? Yeah, absolutely. Have you heard anything more about the possibility that the president told one of our units to stand down that could have been there by air within an hour? Is that true that he told...
Well,
is there any truth to that, do you know?
Look, somebody said something. Well, whoever had the keys, whoever had, you know, the star on their chest at the time, who had the power to say it, it could have been, I mean, it could have been Valerie Jarrett for all we know. Nobody's saying. We don't really know, but somebody was told stand down, not once, but twice. We also had ships all over the Mediterranean. We did have we did have ships. I'm sure we had at least one or two in the Persian Gulf, or at least in the Aden Ocean. There was a map, and I talked about it on my show a couple of weeks ago. There was a map of all these places where we had plenty of ships. We even had people in Tripoli. I mean, you can get to Tripoli on one of those planes in, what, an hour and a half. Well, how can you use the excuse, well, we couldn't get there on time? Well, part of my job in the Navy is we chased after planes, our planes that went down. We had, excuse my voice, I'm still getting over
that's fine.
Cold. But we went after, we didn't worry about the time. When one of our planes went down, that was one of our boys that just crashed in the frickin' water. It didn't matter how far we were, we went. And whoever got there first, well, we picked up the pieces, you know, and of course the...
Thank you.
...rescued and all this. We didn't worry about time. That's not an excuse. And then to say that you don't worry about, and what Panetta said, man, I lost all respect for that guy. Well, we don't send troops out into harm's way unless we know all the information on the ground. Well, what the hell does recon do? That's their specially trained to do that. For him to say that just is absolutely mind-boggling. Why he was not relieved of his duties effective immediately after saying that, I don't know. And why Congress has the power to has not impeached these people is absolutely just mind-boggling. There is no excuse for any of this. So all of these politicians who flat refuse to get their ass off the couch, put down that bag of Cheetos, and turn off that stupid Kim Kardashian show, you're not going to go out there and work for the American people. You're fired. You're not.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that, because I am so into it. You got to – oh, my goodness. I wrote an article about the accidental poisoning of Michael Cormier out in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department – this is the forensic technician that died the same day that Andrew Breitbart's autopsy was to be released. And I'm thinking to myself,
I didn't like that. I didn't like that Andrew Breitbart all of a sudden, you know, they do have things in poison 2 or 3 days later that, you know, ricin and this and that.
Well,
hey,
yeah.
And it makes
Here's
it
what's
look-
crazy about the whole thing. I ended up setting up I used an alias to set up an independent online petition, hoping for an truly independent investigation into the deaths of Andrew Breitbart and Michael Cormier, right? I was driving home from work about 2 days later, and my eyes I was rubbing my eyes. I was kind of tired. I worked in an office. It was the end of a long work day, staring at a computer screen, and my eyes were tired. Nonetheless, but my eyes began to water and burn incessantly, like pouring water out of my eyes. And I'm thinking to myself, and I would have done well to have pulled over my car at that point and just sat there exited off the interstate and on the way home, because I had about a 40-minute commute home. Well, anyway, I'm like, okay, so my eyes stopped burning and watering like an hour later. And about 4 hours later at approximately 10:15, 10:30 p.m., I woke up and my heart started pounding. It started going boom, 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 boom. And like, and I ended up, I got it to slow down. I've been in good shape my whole life. I tried out for the Minnesota Twins in 1992 at one of their open tryouts. I used to run 3 to 5 miles a day, 4 times a week, and lift free weights. So I know what it's like to feel good. And there certainly have been periods of time that I haven't exercised over the course of my life, but I still felt relatively good because I was either out walking or staying active or whatever, keeping up the lawn, at least doing something. And I've never been overweight. Well, the first time that happened, I kind of wrote it off to a bad dream, quote unquote, that I couldn't remember, right? So I slid back down into bed, and I was like, okay, maybe it was just a bad dream. Maybe I have some anxiety that I don't know about. Well, about an hour and a half later, at every hour and a half interval thereafter, my heart, all of a sudden I woke up, boom, 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 boom. I mean, there's no way that I could have taken my pulse. And I used to work in the medical field and dispense medications. I wasn't a nurse, but I was licensed in Minnesota to dispense medications. I know enough about the medical field that you can take your pointer finger and your index finger, put it on either your carotid or your artery in the wrist or whatever, right? Brachial or whatever, and then end up taking that times 4 and 15 seconds. But my heart rate was out of control through the effing roof, right? So three times in one night, my heart would have exploded if I wouldn't have. Okay? So I think I was poisoned because my elbow was sticking, my armrest in the car was sticking to my right elbow. And after my eyes were burning. And I was like, I looked down and there was an outline of liquid on my right armrest. And I've been doing Blog Talk Radio since I lived in Orlando, Florida, about three or four years ago. And I had a black Chrysler 200 pull up behind my car in an empty parking lot. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm
just... Oh, no, I was just going to tell you, I did a show.
Like, at one point, you were like, it was like cutting in and out, and I couldn't tell if...
I'm sorry. Basically, what I was saying is I believe I was poisoned because that is super – what happened to me that evening is entirely abnormal for my health over the last, 46 years.
This is what I don't like, and you have far too much of that in this – look, what's happening in this country today, first of all, has already been tried – time and time and time and time again. Ever since there was a government, it's been tyrannical. That's what governments want to do.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
It's up to us, the people, to stop that. Now, when you have people, and then you've got that idiot Bill O'Reilly, who's the most obtuse individual on television.
He is. Talking. I call him Bill O'Reilly. Yeah.
My God, I mean, all he has to do is shut his freaking yap long enough. He could pay attention. That's all he has to do is listen to the conversation. He might be able to, have something intelligent to say. But when he says that Nazism could never come into the United States, well, I'm sorry. But Nazism, if you study Nazism, is alive and well. Nazism, there's a hell of a lot more to Nazism than lightning bolts on your collar and throwing Jews in ovens. There's a hell of a lot more. Nazism is the National Socialist Party. It's tyranny. It's a government that's tyranny, and they get their citizens to fight against other citizens, turn their other citizens
in.
And
you're
kill
right.
These people over here. Find a way to get rid of those people that speak out differently than you. Well, that's what I'm talking about with Constitution, that the citizens have to follow it. Because the citizens need to understand that, I'm sorry, but the First Amendment goes for everybody, not one group.
Even the Muslim that just came over here from Morocco and her husband, she was seeking justice in a U.S. court. Yep.
Even
amen.
Now.
Yep. And see, the left is so – they want to just paste labels, like you said, on us so quickly. But going back to Orlando, I had a roommate that had to work at 9 a.m. every morning, and I didn't have to work until 11. And I would drop my roommate off, and I would sit in the parking lot and read or listen to talk radio in Orlando, Florida. And I had a blog talk radio program in Orlando, and I have a degree in broadcasting that I've never used officially or for pay, in terms of being a professional broadcaster. And I also have a degree in business management. Having said that, none of that matters. Degrees. But at any rate, I was sitting in my car. I dropped my roommate off. We were there so early that there was it was a huge parking lot. There were maybe 4 cars in the entire parking lot and none within 30 meters of my car. And the black Chrysler 200 pulled up right behind my bumper with tinted out windows. I mean, right on my bumper. Any closer and he would hit my car, on my back bumper. And I'm reading in my car, and I'm listening to talk radio, and I look up in my rearview mirror, and the wind, and I'm like, what the hell is this all about? Does this guy not, are we in a third world country somewhere where a three-wheeled bicycle is, God forbid, I would love to bike everywhere I go, so don't take that wrong. But there's a car, right behind my bumper, perpendicular to my vehicle, within inches. I couldn't have backed out if I wanted to. The windows are tinted out. The window rolls down slowly, and this man stares at me for, probably 30 seconds to a minute before he drives off. Happened to be a black man, okay? Not that has anything to do with anything. I'm married to... I'm married to a woman from the Dominican Republic. I'm that racist. I don't know what's going on in this nation.
Well,
I know there are some.
Well, it doesn't really matter what I mean. Look, intimidation is intimidation. And now, look, I can't stand anything that – I mean, Bill Maher – I mean, I'm sorry. First of all, in the 80s when he was a so-called comedian, I never thought he was funny. I never liked
right.
that stupid politically incorrect. It wasn't politically incorrect. It was boring as far as I was concerned.
Thank you.
I just turn the freaking channel so I don't have to listen to it. I don't find him funny. I don't like anything that he says. I mean, he can go out there and call Sarah Palin the C word, but I mean,
right.
he can't say anything about Hillary.
But if we don't line up lock and step behind Hillary, we're the male chauvinist pigs, right?
Well, look, that woman is evil as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for you to change course.
Hey, look, I'm constantly changing course on this show. I mean, I digress. I start off on one story, and good God, all it takes. I mean, like I say, I mean, as long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, man, you've got a lifetime of conversation. I mean, you just can't stop.
Thank you. That's a good point. I want to listen to your show more. I don't want to take you entirely off your point, so I'm going to let you go because I got to go to work here and grab a shower. But I just want people
matter
to.
Well, I do have a lot to say today, and I appreciate. Hey, what was your show again? Go ahead and repeat it.
Oh, my show is on Thursday night. It's at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to run it for 2 hours. I'm under blogtalkradio.com/todd. U as in uniform, T as in tango, Z as in Zulu, I as in Indian, G as in golf. So it's Todd Utzig, and that is my name. And I'm not afraid. I'm going to use my name. I'm going to stand up to the establishment. I don't care if it was even a supporter of the establishment that was trying to take me out. I goddamn know the difference between good health and bad health.
Hey, how I look at it is, man, I don't care if I'm the only one on planet Earth that's going to stand up and fight for this, and so be it. If I got to be the only soldier on the battlefield on this side, then so be it. I'm not.
And if I'm a bad person for wanting to know who the L.A. County Sheriff's Department said that poison could have, they're on record, and I've quoted them in the past, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department stated that poison may have accidentally made its way into Michael Cormier's food supply.
Yeah.
Okay?
It accidentally
and I'm
just
like,
popped up there.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did is on my website, thetoddutzig.weebly.com, and I'm gonna buy a domain to match pair that up with. It's at weebly.com, thetoddutzig.weebly.com. At that website, I talk about that. I talk and I get into Michael Cormier, and it's funny that you brought up Kim Kardashian, because here's what I have to say on the site. This
God,
is going to blow.
What a stupid woman she is.
You're going to love this. I think I'm going to read this to you. Just it'll take 30 seconds, and then I'm going to let you go. But you're going to absolutely love this. I think because we think so much like it freaks me out almost. All right. I said I'm sorry. Oh, no, I said I'm asking America to do its homework. Crunch the numbers if it is able. How often does poison accidentally make its way into anyone's food supply? And I noticed a typo there. I didn't put a question mark. I put a period, which is almost funny in and of itself. I love being an asshole when it comes to – because we haven't stood up as a nation of, like, independent thinking people. You know, independent thought anymore is referred to as propaganda by the communist kiddies. But I said, I'm sorry, what could possibly be more important than the fact that the Kardashians are having marital problems? Snooki had a baby. We've yet to crown the next winners of American Idol and The X Factor, and America just witnessed one of the worst blowouts in Super Bowl history. Liberal Dems have concluded that it would be a stretch to assume that the deaths of Andrew Breitbart and Michael Cormier might somehow be connected. But what I never hear them speaking about is the tragedy surrounding the loss of an individual with family and friends, regardless of whether or not a connection can be made. Can you say spiritual deficiency or subhuman? And that's what bothers me about the libs. The libs, like with that Muslim lady in New Jersey, all the liberal poster children, newspaper columnists were saying, oh, no harm, no foul. The guy didn't place a restraining order on the Sharia shank of a husband. that was abusing his wife. It's no big deal. The second judge overturned it 11 months later, but it's no big deal. That means the woman might have lost 11 months worth of sleep at best, or this guy could have beat her further or killed her. Thank God she's hopefully still alive. But I'm thinking to myself, the left does not rule well. They have no place in – liberals have no place in politics. They have no place in presiding on any bench at the local – most local level or most national level. They don't rule well. They don't think about how this woman might have been afraid and lost one night's worth of sleep because they're all jacked up on the latest Conan O'Brien or – Jimmy Fallon BS.
That's what they want you. That's exactly where they want you. They want you dumb. They want you stupid. They want you blind. They want you deaf. They want you robotic. Whatever they program to you, whatever that television programs you to be, that's the way you are, and you must be that way. And if you're different, then you're a racist and you're a hater. And that's the way it is. Well, anyway, Todd, I do got to get going.
God bless you. Thank you for your efforts. Thank you for having me on. I hope you can listen Thursday night. I just followed you. I'm going to end. Have a great day. God bless your efforts. Drink a lot of water, exercise.
All right. And, hey, Todd, I'm going to check out your show too, man. All right. And
okay, that sounds good.
And maybe maybe we'll talk back again. All right.
Yes, sir. Sounds
good.
Have a great morning. Yes, sir.
All right. You too. All righty there, folks. Well, we started off talking about Susan Rice, and then we went off into that. So let's get back to Susan Rice. Now, this is important, and the reason why this is important is because these people have the absolute friggin' just hubris that they would think that the American people is that stupid. That's completely accepting that just because you're a government spokesperson, a government pukes person, that we're just going to believe you? I mean, we already know. First of all, when I watched her live on those talk shows that Sunday, first of all, I was like, what? I mean, I didn't expect Chris Wallace to actually say anything, but I mean, I figured somebody would say something. No. Nobody. Nobody had the hair on their schmeckles to get up and question this woman. I knew from the very beginning that this woman was lying. How did you not know this? Did they question her? No. Then she comes up again. Everybody knows that she lied. Everybody, the entire world knows that this had nothing to do with a stinking video that nobody saw. Until after, don't give me this nonsense that all this crap up in Egypt and all of this crap was going on because of a video. That video was more than likely planted by certain people and done deliberately. Nobody saw the stupid video, but nobody cared. And certainly none of the people that were attacking our embassy in Benghazi saw the video. It wasn't about a video. But yet that filmmaker's still in jail. So Susan Rice gets out there and just completely doubles down. And we're supposed to just believe this. And do we got a responsible enough media? Did David Gregory really question this woman? Did he really say, excuse me, Miss Rice? But you're going to sit there and tell me that you don't have any regrets? That you went out there and purposely lied to the American people when the American people already knew that you were lying? At least, well, the intelligent people, the people that actually were paying attention, people that watched something other than their television. All right, let's go with cut number one here now. Well, this is David Gregory just throwing this powder puff softball, little weasel. This is David Gregory. I mean, do we have anybody in the media that is just even just share a semblance of what the hell their purpose of being is? Does anybody in the media understand what their freaking job is? Does anybody understand their freaking job? Do you understand your friggin' job? I don't know half the goddamn time if I understand my friggin' job. But Jiminy Christmas, when you go out there and purposely lie to the American people over something as serious as four American brothers being brutally murdered, for Christ's sakes. I mean, how do you sleep with yourself at night? I don't know. I couldn't. I could not sleep with myself. I get into a little tizzy fit with my cat and I can't sleep at night. And here we lost four American brothers. And if you do believe the reports, that ambassador did not have a very pleasant death, brutally beaten. God only knows what they raped him with. He did not have a very fun time dying. But according to Susan Rice, well, she's, you know, she feels really good that she's got a great job now. She's okay with it. She's got a really good job now. Well, as long as you're doing okay there, Susie. I mean, I know four people that aren't doing so well right now. But as long as you're doing good, Suze, hey, you know, as long as you're doing okay there, then everything is fine. So David Gregory tries to show that he's asking the hard-hitting questions, which I hate when they call a reporter hard-hitting, in-depth reporter. When people say that about Barbara Walters, first of all, I mean, I have never thought, and I've watched this woman for as long as I've watched freaking television. I've never once thought this woman had any business being on that television whatsoever. Her stories are her interviews are just, they're puke. They're pathetic. They're uninteresting. They're boring, hard-hitting, in-depth. First of all, don't give me that stupid Castro interview. I'm not going to sit here and entertain that goddamn ridiculousness. That Castro interview was vomit. The woman was in love with Castro. What are you kidding me? That's ridiculous, hard-hitting, in-depth reporting. Make me puke. Shut up. Anyway, back to getting to Susan Rice. So here's David Gregory just throwing an ultimate softball at this dingbat who has the hubris to come on and, again, talk about something like Benghazi and double down on it. And now we're supposed to believe it because she said it twice.
When you were last here, Ambassador Rice, it was an eventful morning on the story of Benghazi and the horrible attack on our compound there. We haven't seen you in a while. As you look back at your involvement in all of that, do you have any regrets?
Hell no, she doesn't. None of these people have any regrets. She got promoted. Hell! I mean, I'll go out there and I'll lie for you, too. You going to promote me? Get a bigger job, bigger house, more money. You want me to lie? All right, I'll go out there and I'll lie for you. I'll sell my soul to the devil. I don't give a damn. I don't know how these people can sleep with themselves at night. I couldn't. There's no way in hell. You could not get me to sleep with myself that way. No way. And then to go vote for these people. How can you, who vote for these people, who allow this stuff to happen? Well, it's the government. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm just the little guy. You're not the little guy. You're the big guy. In case you hadn't forgotten, you idiot, we hold the cards. And those cards are the United States Constitution. We hold the vote, not them. They can manipulate the vote as much as they can, but if the American people, the real American people, the voter, the mindset, the culture, you go into that voting booth and you're going to vote responsibly, we still have that power. We can vote these people out. We can put the people in that we want in. Everybody that we have into office today, this is our fault. We're the ones who put them there. Well, there's only one way to correct a wrong, and that is to do it right. Yeah, it is that simple. And it doesn't hurt. Believe it or not, you know what? It doesn't hurt to admit that you screwed up and okay, fine. We turn the ship around and we go into another direction. If that direction doesn't work, well, then we go into this direction. And if that direction doesn't work, well, then we find another one. The direction that we're going in now is not working. And if you can't recognize that, if you are unable to see that, unable to sense that, unable to comprehend it, understand it, you need to crawl back under your rock and wait there till your brain is completely developed, because you have no business being in society trying to have a conversation about an issue that you have absolutely no concept of. We have been listening to these people our entire lives, and what has it brought us? Give me one example of one liberal policy that has ever been successful. Give me one policy, just one policy from this administration that has been successful. Matter of fact, give me one government policy, period, that has ever been successful. This is not just an Obama thing. This is not just a Democrat thing. This is a government thing. I mean, thank God we've got people, you know, like the Tea Party that have had enough, and they're just asking for the simplicities of life. That's it. Follow the Constitution. Everybody, the government, the law enforcement, the citizens. Just follow the Constitution. Have our government be fiscally responsible. Have our government stay the hell out of our lives and let us think for ourselves, act for ourselves, be ourselves, not be what the government wants us to be, not be what the damn television wants us to be, what that stupid news wants us to be. Not what anybody wants us to be. I don't care. Look, I'm not going to be like anybody. I don't care who the hell you are. I mean, you could look at somebody, it might be, you know, if you want to get inspired over what somebody did, it might inspire you to either do the same thing or something else. Fine, if that's what, you know, gets you up, gets you going, then do it. But don't try to get me to do my life the way you do your life, because it ain't going to happen. I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm telling you, don't tell me how to live my life. That's all I'm telling you. That's all anybody's telling you. Liberals talk about tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. These are the most intolerant people. And then when you tell them that, well, then obviously you've got to be a hater. I mean, if you call a Democrat intolerant, well, then you have to be a hater. Because only the people on the right hate. Because the Koch brothers, well, they're the ones who started the Tea Party, and they're the ones funding it. Well, first of all, the Koch brothers did not start the Tea Party. There is no Tea Party funded by one particular vein. There is no one main Tea Party. There are several Tea Parties. You could have your own Tea Party in your backyard if you wanted to. That's all that the Tea Party is. There's no one Tea Party, one main Tea Party. They're all over. They're all over the United States. You don't need a piece of paper that says you've got some kind of legal, you know, IRS status to form a charter. You can get like-minded group to meet in your backyard. You can barbecue. You can do whatever you want to. You can talk about whatever you want to. You still have that freedom where you can, you know, talk in public or talk in private. They're trying to do everything they can to take that away, but they still don't have it yet. Anyway, getting back to Susan Rice, how we lost and how we got to where we are now, good God, I don't know. I just think it was kind of funny how that Todd Hudson couldn't remember Nancy Pelosi's name. Well, that's happened to me before, too, and I thought it was kind of funny how I just thought about that this morning. I mean, just thinking about that woman just makes you stupider. I mean, a woman walks into a room and all the intelligence just gets sucked up into this vortex, and it's lost. It's like a big, giant black hole that just sucks intelligence out of the room as soon as she walks in. I mean, my God. I mean, the woman walks out in the forest. She makes the trees stupider. What the hell is that woman doing in Congress? I'll never understand. How you people in San Francisco are that just... I don't even know what word that you could use. I have no idea what word it is. I don't think there is a word in the English language that could describe somebody that would vote for somebody like Nancy Pelosi. There's no excuse for that. That is a severe behavioral disorder that needs to be addressed immediately. Code blue. So getting back to Susan Rice, let's listen to her response as David Gregory just threw her a little powder puff.
Oh, Susie, oh, it's been a long time, and the last time, remember, you know?
He didn't want to say, remember when you lied the last time you came here, Susan Rice? Remember that? When you stood in front of the entire country and you lied, not only on this show, but four other ones that day? Remember when you lied, Susan Rice, to the American people, and you blamed it on a video? Remember when you lied? Did he say that? Of course. No, he wouldn't say that. He wanted to keep his job. If you're afraid to lose your job, you're not doing your job. And if you're going to lose your job by asking this woman why she lied to the American people, well, then there's obviously a much better job out there opening for you. Because if you're not afraid to ask the real question, which is, why did you lie, Susan Rice? I mean, that's pathetic. Why can't you ask these questions? Why? I don't know. I have no idea why you can't ask a legitimate, when we all know that the woman lied. We knew it from the moment that she opened up her fat yap that the woman was lying. See, Hillary Clinton, she didn't want to get up there and lie. She knew better. She knew it wasn't over a video. But she didn't have any trouble telling that father right to his face of his son lying there, not even 20 feet, with a casket draped over him, his dead body right there. She didn't have any trouble at all lying to that man's face, right to his face. That's a whole lot of arrogance. That's a whole lot of meanness in a person to do something like that. And you want this woman for your president? What's the matter with you? You got to vet this woman. This woman is not a good person. This woman is not good people. You do not want this woman as your president. Anyway, getting back to Susan Rice's response. This is Susan Rice responding to the softball question by mealy mouse weenie David Gregory. Go ahead, go.
David, no, because what I said to you that morning and what I did every day since was to share the best information that we had at the time. The information I provided, which I explained to you, was what we had at the moment. It could change. I commented that this was based on what we knew on that morning, was provided to me and my colleagues and indeed to Congress by the intelligence community. And that's been well validated in many different ways since.
Well, as long as that was validated, as long as you were validated, see, I didn't really lie. That's all the information that we had, and that was what was given to me. It's just what was given. I couldn't, you know, hey, it's been validated, and we told Congress. And it was validated by the intelligence community, so, hey, we didn't lie. It wasn't about that there was four American brothers that were brutally murdered. No, it was about whether they got caught in a lie. It's about their lie. It has nothing to do with the four Americans that were brutally murdered. It has to do with how do they look? How does the administration look? Well, how do the four American brothers look? Huh? How do you think they look? All burned up and shot up? As long as you look good, that's all that matters right there, Suze? Huh? As long as you're doing okay and you got yourself a new job now? Security advisor. Get a promotion. But you lost your opportunity to be Secretary of State. Aw. Why was that woman even there to begin with? Why was the Secretary of State not on those five morning talk shows? And Trey Gowdy said it right. I mean, hey, when does Hillary Clinton not love to get in front of a camera? Oh, when she has to tell the truth. That's right. I forgot. What the hell was I thinking? Oh, my God, I must still be sick. Oh. This Clinton flu, I'm telling you, this damn thing will not go away. As soon as you think it's over with, boom, man, it's right there. But I'm a heck of a lot better than what I was a couple of weeks ago. Good God, I was fighting this crap for a month now. No regrets, none, absolutely none. Plus, it was validated. God almighty. All right, let's get this third one over with before I projectile vomit all over the studio. Go ahead, go.
And that information turned out in some respects not to be 100% correct. But the notion that somehow I or anybody else in the administration misled the American people is patently false, and I think that that's been amply demonstrated.
The politics of this are still intense.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Whoa. The fact that you misled the American people is patently false? Whoa. Wait a minute now. No. Patently false that you misled the American people. The American people knew you misled us the moment you misled us. We're not that stupid, sweetheart. And now you're going to come out here, then after it was proven that it was not about a video. I don't think there's anybody with half a broken wet noodle for a brain that can honestly say that they still believe that this Benghazi was created or started over a video. We're not that stupid. We know that it was a pre-planned attack. And it was over a weapons deal. Whether the ambassador was trying to get the weapons back that they already sold and you didn't want to get caught doing it because it would make the administration look bad. It might start another war that they didn't want to start, especially one with Russia. So whatever went wrong with that weapons deal, we don't really know because we've got the most transparent administration in American political history. So we don't know the information. We have no idea what really happened. However, the evidence that we do know does suggest was allowed to continue. And you know it as well as I do. That if you are going to allow the enemy to attack your troops, you are the leader. If you are going to allow leader of your people, allow the enemy to attack your people, either allow them to attack or allow them to continue their attack. Any way you slice it, dice it, roll it up and smoke it, that is treason. Now, I know the Constitution, you need to have two witnesses and this and that and everything else, but you don't need two witnesses. Evidence is evidence is evidence. You won't be able to try them in treason, but you will definitely know that that is treasonous. And how could it not possibly be? If you allow the enemy to attack your people or allow the enemy to continue their attack, how is that not treasonous? I'm sorry, I just don't. Maybe I've got a different definition of the word treason. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's my fault. Maybe because I'm a hater. You know me, I hate. I can't wait to get up in the morning and hate. Drink a big old cup of hate juice. Oh, yeah. Big old slice of hate ham. Some hate eggs. Some hate toast. Oh, yeah. Smother it with that hate butter and hate jam. Drink me some of that hate juice. Mmm, that's good. I love me some hate juice. Love the hate. Love the hate. Hate, 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 hate. Nobody misled the country. Really there, Suze. Nobody. No, we didn't do it. And plus, we were validated by the intelligence community. No, you paid the intelligence community off, and they were doing what you told them to do. Or not you specifically, but we don't know if it was the supreme leader that said it, King Obama, or if he had, you know, Valerie Jarrett, perhaps. Maybe it was Michelle. Who knows? We don't know. Somebody gave the stand-down order. Was it Hillary? Was it Hillary? Why did Hillary get rid of all that security? Now, don't give me this crap that the Republicans voted down the security or a measure to cut security funding or whatever. That was bogus. That was BS. That money for those embassies comes out of the State Department. So if there was any cutting, then Hillary cut it. So why would you do that? Why would you cut down? You've got the British getting out. You've got the Red Cross leaving. They're all saying, man, this is way too hot for me, man. I'm gone. And the British, they're leaving. But the United States, well, I guess we half left. We got rid of the security. I mean, why there wasn't more people that died in that attack in Benghazi? I mean, it really goes to show you what a few good Marines can do, man. You know, I mean, I'm not minimizing that, oh, there was only four deaths. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the video that I've seen, it looks like there could have been a hell of a lot more. But our Marines, they fought their butts off, man, and good for them. With no support. How are these troopers supposed to feel now that if they go into battle again, that they know that if something happens, their government's not going to come help them? Their army, their buddies aren't going to come help them. I'm sorry, man, but that would have been, no, no. And they're doing everything they can to silence those guys out that knew. They're doing everything they can to silence them. There's had reports, these people have, you know, changed their names. You know, once you get in the CIA and you get into those organizations, they got you, man. They can do whatever they want to with you. You are theirs. You are government property. Right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. It's just the way it is. But what went on there? Look, if it's not treasonous, it's at least criminal. There's grounds for impeachment with this administration from the get-go. Starting with the stimulus, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS, Obamacare, doing with that magic pen of his, which you better slow down there, Chiefy Weefy. That pen's going to get you in trouble one day. Look, this kind of crap only can last so long. And when you can only get so high, And when you fall, that's a long fall. So you better be careful. That's all I'm saying. You need to be careful. Well, anyway, this has taken us, well, a little bit over an hour, hour and 10 minutes. That's not too bad. Too bad. We're moving right along. We might even still be on schedule. So let's get in here now. Let's open up my treasure chest here. See if we can plunder for any booty. I doubt it. Oh, look at this right on top. Oh, God. We got gold nuggets. Oh, my God. Express kidnappings now. You've heard of these express kidnappings? That's what the Mexican drug cartels and other people do, bandits, so they can make money. They kidnap you, especially if you get in a Mexican jail. Especially if you're an American, oh, you're definitely going to be kidnapped. They're definitely going to be wanting ransom money. Well, they're very good at doing that in jails, in Mexican jails. And they're very good at doing that outside of jails. And they do these, what they call express kidnappings, where they get the ransom, right away. They target certain people. Sometimes it's at random, and, if they don't get their money, well, yeah, they do kill them. Because it doesn't matter to them. All they want is the money. They don't get the money, well, they gotta kill them. There's a witness. Well, these kidnappings now are no longer a Mexican thing. They have migrated north and east into the United States. And yet this president has put a stand down order on the Border Patrol. They're not allowed to arrest people crossing the border illegally. But if you're an American citizen and you're flying the American flag in your front yard, well, you can get arrested if you don't take it down. But if you cross the border illegally, no problem. We're not allowed to arrest you. And they wonder why this kind of stuff is happening. The Mexican drug cartels are smuggling children across the border. Smuggling children across the border, and our Homeland Security is taking those smuggled children from the Mexican drug cartels and hand-delivering them to their already here illegal alien parents. Now, is that looking out for the general welfare of the country? Is that looking out for the common defense of the country? Doesn't that go, if you're allowing the enemy to cross your lines and infiltrate your country? I don't mean that we're at war with Mexico, but we are at war with the Mexican drug cartels. They're at war with everybody. They're at war with the Mexican police. They're at war with our law enforcement agencies, the DEA, the FBI, local law enforcement. United States government, of course. We're going to allow these Mexican drug cartels, the enemy, to cross into our country and smuggle children. We're going to give them guns. Well, not give them guns, but allow them to guns and take them across the border and don't keep track of them. Oh, here you are. Oh, yeah, we'll give you a good deal on these guns, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here's some bullets to go along with it. Here's everything you need. Bye. Why the Attorney General was, first of all, why he didn't lose his job from the president tells you that the president is complicit with that. Why Congress did not impeach the Attorney General, which does have the power to do so. But will they? No. No. In order for a Speaker of the House to do something like that, they must first have a penis. You do not have a penis and you do not have any hair on it. Well, you're not going to do certain things like, well, your job. What's right is right. I'm sorry, that was criminal. If I would have allowed weapons to cross the border, don't you think they would have thrown me in jail? They would throw me in a cage and throw away the key. I would never get out of that cage. What, are you kidding me? And the most that our Congress does is they put them in contempt. Contempt? Contempt? What do you mean, contempt? What does that mean? Contempt. Contempt of what? What does that mean, contempt? He still has his job. Nothing happened. He didn't get fined. What? What does that mean, contempt? I know if I get in contempt in court, I know this isn't a court, but I mean if Congress is going to hold somebody in contempt, it tells me that they should have the same kind of power as court. I mean, when you're in contempt, don't you go to jail? Why is the Attorney General not in jail? Why is anybody from the ATF and the FBI or whoever the hell was working on this damn stupid idea? Well, a couple of them resigned. Some of them got promoted. Some of them got transferred. What happened to the Attorney General? Well, he's in contempt. Which means, well, it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. Matter of fact, it doesn't mean a goddamn thing. That's what it means. Contempt. All right, we got a twofer on this next one here. The police force versus the police force. You know how I am on that. Now, I don't think we're going to be able to get through all of this stuff today, so what we don't get to today, we'll definitely get to tomorrow. Don't worry about it. You know I always make up on this stuff. Howard Stern now finally wakes up. How about that? Huh? Senators demand FBI head answer questions about the indictment. And yes, indictment. I said it correctly. Because that's exactly what it is. An indictment. You know who this is. Dinesh D'Souza. Can because he dared to make a movie about the king. Oh, what is with these movies? Always throwing movies in. Well, you make a movie that spoofs Muhammad, you got to be thrown in jail. Make a movie that's, you know, that talks about Barack Obama. Well, the king, you got to go to jail. Make a movie about Hillary. Oh, my God, don't do that. If you make one about Chelsea Clinton, oh, my God, are you going to, they're going to bring back the guillotine. Jesus, God almighty. I mean, when will this ever end? Well, I'll tell you when it will end. When you've had enough and you put an end to it. Look, the only way to do it is to do it. If you're going to do something, there's only one way to do it, and that's do it. You're going to jump in the pool? Well, it's cold. You stick your little toe in there. Ooh, it's cold. Well, what's the only way to do it? You jump in. You jump in. The only way to do it is to do it. So when you go in the voting booth, you do it. You vote correctly. You do not vote for Hillary Clinton. Ever. You vote all those 28 Republicans that I named off, and I might have to name off again. I still got them on here. You know who they are. I'll read them off again. Don't worry. That list ain't never going away. Not until they lose their job. All 28 of them. There's actually a lot more of them. You need to decide that for yourself. Wherever you are, whatever state you live in, whoever's running for office, you need to vet them. Study them. If you've voted for them for years and never bothered to pay attention to who they are, you haven't been doing your job. We still have the power of the vote. They can't take that away from us. Not yet. We put them in there, but we need to take them out. The only way that this country is going to change, if we change. We don't change, the country don't change. You want to fix what is broken? Well, you got to fix yourself first. So senators are demanding the FBI answer questions. Well, the FBI is going to stall you. We're never going to get anywhere. I'm sick and tired of all these tweets. All these demands, all these letters, all these hearings, throwing people in contempt. No. I don't want any more little getting on television and getting into little battles back and forth and getting on Twitter with their little Twitter tats. I want action. I don't want any more talk. I don't want any more hearings. No more congressional hearings, no more committees, no more subcommittees. I want a grand jury with a lot of people indicted. If we're going to do this, we need to do this right. We need to put an end to some of this criminal activity. And this is not just a Barack Obama thing. This is not just a Democrat thing. This is a government thing, and this is a citizen thing. If we want our government to be responsible, we need to be responsible. And the only way we can be responsible is if we hold the government responsible. We need to start setting examples. Somebody's going to have to pay the price for what they did. The American people have been getting screwed too long. So now we need to start screwing back. We need grand juries. We need a lot of names. I mean, we're going to have to build an extra hall, an extra room, a warehouse, where we can put the defense table. And we need to do it. No more hearings. No more Twitter tats. We want action. Obamacare. Uh-oh, look at this. This crap will not go away, but nobody's afraid to actually repeal it. I mean, here the Republicans come out and talk about the repeal, but they don't have enough hair on their little schmeckles out there to actually repeal it. Well, then we need to go back. Well, we need to do something that replace it. Well, first of all, we don't really need to do a whole heck of a lot. First of all, we go back to the way we had it before. We open up the state line so people can buy insurance from Podunk, Idaho, all the way to Tampa, Florida, from New York City, all the way to San Francisco. For my home state of Washington, you can buy a policy in Texas or Louisiana. We need to get some kind of responsible tort reform. We can do things. But before we can even do that, first thing we need to do is we need to open up the drilling. We need to open up the oil industry and the coal industry. And we need to start putting some people back to work. Lines ready to go. We can put people back to work there. We do have drills out there that can be utilized. We do have coal mines. All these people, they want to buy these Priuses. Fine. Buy your stupid little electric cars. Fine. Buy the damn thing. But now what are you going to run it on? Well, I'm going to run it on electricity. Yeah, well, where are you going to get that electricity? Well, you know, you go to the station and you just pull up there and you just stick this little nozzle in this little thing over here. Yeah, but where does that electricity come from? Well, it doesn't matter. Electricity trees. We don't care. It comes from coal. 80% of the electricity. What is it? 70, 75, 80%, something like that. It's a hell of a lot. Anywhere from 70 to 80%, where, depending on the article that you read, depending on the number, who does the stat. But it's a hell of a lot. It's a hell of a lot more than half. Let's put it that way. That comes from coal. So if you're going to get rid of the coal industry, which the EPA, which I'm looking in this Constitution, and I've read it again last night, and, you know, and I couldn't find anywhere where it gives the EPA any kind of power. Matter of fact, I don't even find the EPA in this Constitution. You see, I'm right here. I'm looking at, you know, it's Article 1. It's the first article, by the way, where it discusses about, you remember, they used to call it the legislative branch. You know, where they had two members of houses, they would, you don't remember that word, legislature? Congress? Representatives, senators, you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. Well, looks like we're going to have to move on. Nobody knows what the hell we're talking about anymore. I mean, people don't even know what a constitution is. They're like, what? Oh, he said the C word. Oh. Well, looks like Obamacare is going to be raising the premiums, or if you're Spanish, you're going to be raising your female cousin for 11 million workers. Wow, imagine that. I wonder if they fixed that on healthcare.gov, the Spanish style. Can you believe that? All the people that speak Spanish and English in this country, and they couldn't find somebody to translate English into Spanish, they spend $677 million to build one website, just one website, to only handle 7 million people. Meanwhile, there's 50 million people that were uninsured before they completely rearranged this health care. But they build a website to handle 7. But they're lying through their friggin' teeth on 3.3 million. They don't have anywhere close. Look, the truth is going to come out. And when the truth does, I mean, they're going to be really embarrassed. But, as normal, the Republicans will get the blame for it. Fox News will get the blame for it. According to Zeke Emanuel, the Fox News, they're the ones who underfunded Obamacare. That's why it's not working. And, you know, I looked through the Constitution again, and I'm looking on here. I don't see Fox News anywhere in this document at all. The only people that I see that have power to make legislation is the Congress. You know, the House of Representatives and the Senators, not the EPA, not, you know, none of these. Fox News, I don't know where they got their power from, but, you know, Fox News has that power. The EPA, that's how you get people health care. First of all, you get them a job. When you take away the jobs, take away the business, take away the industry, how do you expect people to get jobs? Where are they going to get a job from? Yeah, we all want cleaner air, but we have to clean it up responsibly. I'm sorry, but there are ways to do it. You don't just bully your way through and just getting just to take people's jobs away from them because they put up, you know, pollution. Well, a lot of things pollute. The planet pollutes a hell of a lot more than all human beings pollute. Never good. Maybe if you studied a little bit of science, you might learn that. You know, if you're going to take away these people's jobs, at least you have to be able to give them another opportunity to get another job. Maybe if you want the industry to change, you need, instead of just to change the industry, which you can't do it by legislation, you're going to tell people that they're doing it wrong. Well, you need to tell them how to do it right. And if you can't tell them how to do it right, you have no business telling them that they're doing it wrong. Look, we all want cleaner air, but if you don't have a solution on how to do it correctly, you need to shut up and stay out of the conversation. You've got no business in this conversation. Shut up. Somebody's doing something wrong? Well, tell them how to do it right. You don't have the answer? Well, you know, get a committee. Get a subcommittee. You people love committees. What do committees do? What do? Well, they have lunch. And they talk and they argue. And what do they get done? Well, they get another committee meeting out of it. Maybe they can form another committee, another subcommittee, and have some more investigations. Do the goddamn job. Government crackdown on young entrepreneurs. Oh, look at this. This is funny. Girl Scouts were selling their Girl Scout cookies, which how could you not love Girl Scout cookies? I mean, come on. Those are good cookies. These girls opened up shop right next to a pot shop in Colorado. And they sold like well over, I think it was 117 boxes of cookies in like an hour. Well, come on. I mean, that's great business right there. I mean, that shows entrepreneurship. You are going after your target audience. That's what all businesses do. When they get on TV and they advertise, well, they're advertising towards a certain audience that buys their product. Well, teenagers aren't going to buy Depends. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean? Unless they've got, you know, some kind of rare incontinence and they... You know, but for the most part, teenagers are not going to go and purchase Depends old people purchase? Depends. Why? Well, because you get old, you know, you lose control over certain things, and there's nothing you can do about it. Your audience. Well, old people aren't going to buy stupid teenager stuff. So here the Girl Scouts thinking, hey, right next to a pot shop, the guys go in, buy some good weed. They come out, hey, man, cookies, all right. So they buy the cookies. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's fun. Of course, they got to shut it down. Why, I don't know. Because some people are, see, this is what happens. This is what the government does. When you start to succeed, they got to bring you down. You're not allowed to succeed unless they want you to. And if they want you to, it's because they're going to succeed. That's how they have the control over people. This is what our government does. They don't want you succeeding. Why do you think the black people are still in the ghettos? They don't want them to get up. They don't want them to get out. Even though some do, they get out on their own. They're good for them. I'm not saying that just because you're black, you live in a ghetto. There's white people that live in ghettos. There's Mexican people that live in ghettos. There's people that live in ghettos. I'm just using that as an example. They want people down. They want you poor. They're out there telling you, I'm going to fight for the middle class. Really, why has the middle class then shrunk not to the upper class, but shrunk down now to the lower class? Why do you think that is? How many of the lower class move their way up? Some do, some break through. But in the masses, of course, they don't want that lower class getting up. The lower class starts rising up, guess what happens? Well, they start to develop power because they've got money. They got influence now. They got a vote. They got something to say, and it matters. But when you're down there and you're poor, you do, what you say doesn't matter. They don't care. You're not there for you. You're there for them. And they continue to get you to vote for them. You are voting. Now, all you people that are in the ghettos, you're down and out. You're down in the dumps. You're poor. And you've been poor for a long time. Some of you have been poor your whole life. Why do you think that? Why do you think you are? They want you down. They want you to keep you down. But you can get up. You don't have to listen to them anymore. You can think for yourself. They've told you your whole life that you can't think for yourself. You need to think for them. You keep voting for me, and I'll keep fighting against those racist Republicans who are keeping you down. They're the ones that are keeping you down. So don't listen to them anymore. Obviously, it doesn't work. How many times do you have to be offended by being told that they're going to fight for you, and they never do? How many times do you have to be told that this was over a video before you finally believe that it wasn't? Stand up for yourself. Don't listen to them anymore. You need to listen to yourself. You want to get out of the dumps? You want to get out of the ghetto? You want to get out of wherever the hell you are? Listen to yourself. You are your best guide. You know where you want to go. You know where you need to go. Listen to yourself. More radiation. Look at this. It's detected near New Mexico nuke site. I read something about this, I think it was a couple weeks ago, last week, something, who the hell knows. But anyway, they were dumping the nuclear waste. Well, evidently it's rising up. I don't know what they did. Who knows? You know, I like nuclear power, but the only problem with nuclear power is if you got a leak with that crap, it really does a whole lot of damage. That's the problem with nuclear power. If there is a way, I don't understand why we can't just shoot it off into space. Take all that nuclear waste and just shoot it off into space at a rocket. It'll just keep going. It won't stop. Once you get into space and you keep going, you just keep going. Unless something gets in your way, bangs into you, then you're just going to keep on going wherever it bangs you. I mean, chances of it ever coming back down to Earth are so slim, it's ridiculous. But getting rid of radiation on Earth, I mean, it doesn't seem very responsible to me. And dumping it off in the ocean in barrels, I mean, eventually those barrels are going to, well, corrode. And that nuclear, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come up, get the fish, get this, get that. I mean, the ocean is very strong. The ocean can repair itself. But some things, you know, I don't know. Who the hell knows? But, I mean, look, we all want a clean environment. But we have to do as responsible as we can. And there's nothing wrong with working on getting different kinds of energy that doesn't require smoke. But you can't just write a piece of legislation and have the president sign it just to make that technology so. You need to go out there and you need to work it. You want your dreams to come true? There's nothing wrong with dreaming. Human beings would have never evolved as a species if they never dreamed. But you got to work that dream in order to make it come true. You can't just write it down on a piece of paper. And just because you wrote it down on a piece of paper and got some jack wagon to sign it doesn't mean that it's just going to automatically happen. You want to use different forms of energy? Well, you got to create it. Me personally, I think if we're going to create different kinds of energy to run our cars, run our homes, run our this, there's only one way to do it, and that's just to put a whole bunch of people down in a room like a Manhattan kind of style project and don't let the bastards out until they figure it out. Other than that, I mean, you can't expect of private companies to just, there isn't enough money, they don't have enough resources, they don't have enough people to just create technology. I mean, look what they did with NASA. I mean, they had a lot of people working to do things. They subcontracted that out to everywhere. Everybody was working on the space program. You may not have realized it, but a lot of stuff that you were making was going to the space program. They had a lot of people together. If we're going to create something, we need to come together and do it. We can't just pass a piece of legislation and say, okay, it's going to get done, and expect these private companies to just create it. I mean, they need a little bit more. Let's all come together, get the right, we can get enough money, we can do this. Get the best minds, put them in a room, and start doing some things. But we can't change the legislation until we have the technology. Legislation does not create technology. So let's get into these express kidnappings now. We got 20 minutes. Hopefully I might be able to get into something. But that was a nice conversation. It was a long conversation. That was good. But that's all right. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. Don't worry about it. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal on planet friggin' Earth, there's enough to talk about. And we only got 2 hours on here. So let's get into these express kidnappings now. These U.S. border cities, they've had these kinds of kidnappings for years. We well know about that. They mainly, though, it's primarily been Mexicans kidnapping other Mexicans. New Mexicans have come over. So they kidnap them, and they know they got relatives over in Mexico, so they pay the ransom. Sometimes they get caught. Sometimes they don't. But in Mexico, they've got anywhere, I guess the number is like 50 to 300. Why that's such a big number, maybe. But that's a day. That's a day. Anywhere from 50 to 300 kidnappings a day in Mexico. That's a lot of kidnappings for one country. Don't you think? And now it's traveling north. The United States, North Carolina. Chicago. Chicago businessman gets pistol whipped, beaten with a baseball bat. Evidently, he was released when he tried to promise to pay him $50,000. During the transaction, when he was paying him, they got arrested somehow, some way. North Carolina guy, he gets kidnapped outside of a home improvement store, calls a girlfriend for $200,000. And now the police are saying that they don't have a lot of numbers on these style of kidnappings. Because they say, well, it happens so fast that they're listed as an armed robbery. That is BS. It's listed as an armed robbery, so they don't have to report it. They don't want to raise the attention of what is really happening around them down at the border. That's a kidnapping. So if they pay it, you know, they're called express kidnappings because they the people pay within, like, just, you know, a few hours. Sometimes, you know, within a day. But generally pretty quick. Obviously, they're doing their homework. They're finding out where these targets are and who's got the money. So they get the money right away, and it's boom, boom, boom. Well, that's not an armed robbery. That's a kidnapping. They're using the human being as their hostage and holding them for ransom. That's not an armed robbery. But see, they don't want to report that, because if they report that, well, it'll look like the border is insecure, and that would embarrass the king, and we can't have that. God forbid if you go out and tell the truth. How dare you tell the truth? You don't tell the truth in this country anymore. You don't get rewarded for telling the truth. You shouldn't get rewarded anyway. It should just be an automatic. But you shouldn't get punished for it either. You shouldn't get punished for telling the truth. I don't care who you embarrass. If somebody gets embarrassed by the truth, well, then maybe they shouldn't be doing whatever it is that they were doing and got caught. But, I mean, that's just me. That's, you know, just Mr. Common Sense over here. There I go, thinking again, using that brain. I sometimes forget it's not my brain, it's the government's brain. And I should have been more sensitive to their feelings on how they want me to think, on what they want me to say, and how they want me to feel. I should be more sensitive to how they want me to be. I know that kind of makes me, you know, selfish, a bit of a hater, but that's the way it is. And I really don't give a damn what you think about it. This is absolutely friggin' ridiculous. We can't even come out there and tell them we've got kidnapping problems. It's all the way up to friggin' Chicago and North Carolina. What the hell, are you kidding me? And yet we're not allowed to secure the border? We are allowing these drug cartels to smuggle children across our border, and our Homeland Security escorts them to their illegal alien parents. More than likely, it's the same Mexican drug cartels that got a whole bunch of weapons from the United States and brought them back to their camps. God knows how many people they killed with those guns. Mexican drug cartels, some of these cartels, these men have quotas on how many people to kill a day. They got quotas. They have to kill an X amount of people. And we're giving them guns? Well, not giving them, but allowing them to take our guns from our country and not trace them? Here's a whole bunch of them. Oh, yeah, take these two. Oh, yeah, take a couple of these. Oh, yeah, you might like these. Yeah, these are fully automatic. Yeah, you'll love these. Oh, yeah, those are real good. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of bullets to go with it, too. Here you are. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Gracias, gracias. And nobody went to jail. Nobody even lost their goddamn job over that one. Are you friggin' kidding me? Are you out of your goddamn minds? Congress, wake up. America, people, come on, wake up. You need to get those people who didn't do anything about these people doing all these things. You need to take those people, if they're in your district, out of your district and put somebody else in. And if nobody's running, well, then if that person is you, you need to get off the couch. Turn off the Kim Kardashian show. Throw away those bags of Cheetos and get out there and run. We need responsible people, and you do not need a piece of paper with your stupid name on it that says that you're intelligent and you've got a PhD. You've got a degree from college. Well, then you must be smart. You do not need to be a lawyer to be a politician. You do not need to be a lawyer to be a member of Congress. You don't have to be a military officer. You don't have to even seen a college. You don't even need a high school education. All you need is a conceptual understanding of the United States Constitution and what it means to be free. If you can follow the Constitution, that's half the battle. The other half, any piece of legislation that comes before you that requires you to vote, you need to ask that one question. How does this benefit the American people? How does this benefit America? If there is no benefit to the American people, no benefit to America, you simply vote no. You do not ask the question, how does this benefit me? How does this benefit my party? Those are the people that we need out of our Congress. Those people that are going to go to Congress, they just have to pass the bills, benefit America as a whole. We allowed the EPA to change our light bulbs. We can't even buy a light bulb. So they make us buy this toxic, mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulb that if you drop it, you have to evacuate the home. And if your baby gets a hold of this mercury, I'm sorry, but mercury poisoning, once mercury gets into your body, it doesn't get out. So you build up enough of it, boom, it's going to kill you. And babies, it doesn't take very much. And they're forcing you to buy these light bulbs. And if they break, you have to evacuate the room. You have to clean it up a certain way and dispose of it in a certain way. You need not one, but two plastic bags. You need two plastic bags to put this in. Well, if you're in San Francisco, what are you going to do? You see, plastic bags have been outlawed. So what happens when these people in San Francisco drop their mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulbs that the EPA is forcing upon you to buy in order to clean up the environment? I guess they didn't consider that mercury poisoning is not very good for the environment, but, I mean, that's just me using my brain again. That's my goddamn problem. I always got to use my brain and think. That whole common sense and logic thing just gets in the way of reality. I don't know where it comes from. But if we're going to have a Congress that's going to allow EPA to run roughshod over them, take away their job, take away people's right to use a light bulb that doesn't kill the environment, I've never seen any part of wildlife ever be destroyed because of a light bulb. How many polar bears lost their lives? How many acres of ice were melted? How many creatures lost their lives because of a light bulb? What does that even mean? How is that against the environment? But mercury poisoning, that's okay? Well, as long as it kills your babies, because, you know, I mean, if abortion won't get you, well, then the light bulb will. As long as the baby doesn't survive, that seems to be their goal, I guess. I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to put the evidence together. I don't know what the hell they're thinking. But it certainly seems that way. You now got, you know, free abortions with Obamacare, or light bulbs will kill your baby. Oh, I mean, it's just... I mean, I'm hyperbolic here now, but I mean, I'm just proving a point. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I was going to play the former CIA agent talking about these kidnappings. He didn't say anything more than what I really said. But these are things that are happening. They're here. They're in the United States. And we are allowing it. Why anybody in the media, well, we've got a few people, but a few people isn't going to work. The Susan Rice is a security advisor now. I know she's not with Homeland, but you know, he could have at least asked her the question. I mean, she's talking about security. I mean, How come the media doesn't ask about these Mexican drug cartels smuggling children across the border? Why do they ask that? Well, because if they see, if they acknowledge it, then that means it's true. So if they don't acknowledge it, well, then that means, well, of course, well, the Tea Party's saying it, so it can't be true. You know, they're just making things up. And people will believe that. Because the government and the media doesn't say something. That means it never happened. The media barely talked about Benghazi. But we know that it did happen, and we do know that four American brothers were brutally murdered. And this government blamed it on a video. I will not allow, I'm not going to let this Benghazi go. I can't let any of this stuff go. Fast and Furious, I can't let something like that go. Come on. IRS? Obamacare? The stimulus packages? That stimulus package didn't help anybody get a job. Shovel ready? What do you mean shovel ready? Nobody got a job. That money went into the hands of the union heads. That money went into the hands of his campaign donors, helping out his little friends who want to open up these so-called green companies. They had no intent whatsoever of conducting business. They weren't in there to conduct business. They were in there to get money. See, they made a campaign donation, which to them is a monetary investment. So they make a campaign donation. Obama steals money from the American Treasury, the American taxpayer, and gives it to them so they can open up this so-called green company. The company is designed to go bankrupt, and when it does go bankrupt, well, they write themselves a fat little bonus check, a multi-million dollar bonus check, I might add, and right off into the sunset. What happened? Well, the money went away. Poof. Where is it? Well, we don't have it anymore. Well, shovel ready. Oh, yeah. George Bush is bad. Tea Party. Those excuses aren't working anymore. George Bush isn't president, hasn't been president. He didn't create the mess that you created, Obama. George Bush didn't have a damn thing to do with Detroit. What did? Well, liberalism. This is what liberal rule brings you. Just take a look at Detroit. Take a look at Chicago. How many of these young boys are being shot in the street every day? That's ridiculous. These are kids, man. These are teenagers. They're 20, in their 20s. You're in your 20s, man. You're still a baby. You're in your 20s, man. Those are children yet. They haven't even begun to live their lives yet. What, are you kidding me? And they're gunned down in the streets. But they got the strictest gun laws in the country. But they got the highest murder rate. Now go figure that one out. Gee, think maybe it might be a coinkydink that it's the good people, not the criminals? See, the criminals, they know that they can't register a gun and get a gun the way the law wants you to, which, as far as I'm concerned, my gun permit is in the Bill of Rights. It's the Second Amendment. That's my gun permit. Shall not be infringed. Take your permit and shove it up your ass. I'm not interested. As far as I'm concerned, those gun permits and registering your firearms, to me, that's unconstitutional. And the Constitution says it, shall not be infringed. Now, how can that be extreme? Now, if you're a liberal, I just proved myself to be extreme. I'm a hater because I follow the Constitution to the letter. That makes me an extremist. Shall not be infringed. That means no state, no local government, no federal government can infringe on your right to keep and bear arms. Shall not be infringed means I do not have to register with you my firearms. I'm sorry, but I don't see it any other way. You do not need to be a lawyer to read and understand the Constitution. You do not need to be a lawyer to be a member of Congress. This is our government, not theirs. It's not the government's government. It's our government. We want the right people into office. We need to put the right people into office. And that right people, if that people is you, then you need to run. You need to get in there. You need to get into office. This is our fight. We're the only ones who can win it. And we're the only ones who can fight it. Otherwise, we're just going to lay down and surrender. Well, John Boehner, McConnell, McCain, all you little Nancy boys, well, you're fired. You're done. You're not going to fight like men. You're going to drop the ball. You're going to have to sit on the bench. It's the way it is. No more excuses. No more free passes for you people. Daryl Issa, you broke my heart. I can't believe what you did. Don't give me you did it for the right reasons. So there's no right reasons for you allowing that president to get a goddamn open checkbook. You already know that he's got this magic pen of his, that he can do whatever the hell he wants to with it. Now you're going to give him a checkbook and say write as many checks as you want to until March of 2015? Are you kidding me? Are you going to have the audacity to say that you voted against the bill? Well, you voted to get it passed. So that means, Mr. Issa, you voted for that bill. Also, you Republicans can say to the president, after it fails, and it will fail, we're going to run way past $20 trillion in debt. Also, you can say, I told you so. Told you so. Look, America's going to go bankrupt because of this kind of crap. The American people are going to suffer. They're going to lose their livelihoods, lose their quality of life, and in a lot of cases are going to be losing their lives. Also, you can say, I told you so. No, 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 no. Surrendering is not an option. You surrender, you lose. Well, you didn't lose. The American people lost. You just gave the American people up. You didn't even sell them. You gave it to them. Here you are. There's the American people. Those are your slaves now. You can do with them what you want. Quality of life in this country has not gone back. And we just got the queue in here. We're running way past time, so we've got to get out of here, turn their ship around, and head back into port. All right. Thanks again for listening. What we didn't cover today, we will cover tomorrow. I will. And Todd Hudson, if you're listening, thanks again for listening. Call back anytime. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.